What we worked a few years ago, the city council, about the time that the comprehensive plan was actually getting adopted by the city, it became apparent as the College Station Medical Center was expanding their operations that there was something kind of exciting that was going on out in the area. And frankly, the Med had some interest in making sure those major investments they were making were taken advantage of and protected. They could be capitalized on. And so together, the city, along with the Med, retained a consultant team to help kind of create this medical district, create an identity, create identify what opportunities might be possible and how they could capitalize on those. About that same time, Scott and White announced that they were coming to the city, and so it really allowed us to expand that vision even more so than what we had originally started with. And so since that time, for about the last 18 months, the city has worked closely with the consultant team as well as the major players out there, those being the Med and Scott and White. And there's a large property owner out there that controls a significant amount of land on the east side, as well as many of the other stakeholders, to develop this vision, and this vision being an area that is built around those two core anchors of the hospitals, but allow an opportunity for folks to live, work, recreate, visit in an environment centered around health and wellness, but also kind of creating a unique character and sense of place that we don't find elsewhere in the community, taking advantage of some of the natural open areas that we have and being able to reach recreation facilities up into these development areas. And all of that has kind of come together to this point with a master plan that we'll be asking council for approval on that establishes this vision and we think sets a fairly decent roadmap of how we get from where we are today, which is not that vision, to where we want to be over the next really 20 years in this particular area.
Excluding the commercial retail area around Longmire and Rock Prairie, you add the two hospitals and you add the vacant land, and all the players in this proposal really have a great opportunity to do something from the ground floor up.
Yeah, that's definitely true, especially on the east side. On the east side, most definitely, you know, excluding Scott and White, almost all of that area remains undeveloped. And, of course, the primary reason it does so is the lack of infrastructure, not sewer, there's not streets and so on in that area, which really gives us, both them as private developers and us as a city, a unique opportunity that with some, albeit fairly expensive, but targeted infrastructure improvements in the area, we think there, and they think there is market potential that they'll be able to capture much quicker than they would if we just simply allowed things to sort of slowly progress as they would normally do over the next 40 to 50 years.
But there is also a reference to the possibility of all of this taking place in the next 10 to 15 years.
Right. The hope is that there's some key infrastructure that has to occur in the first few years. We have to get sewer to the area, and there are some streets that have to be extended into this area to make any development possible on the east side. And so we think there's some development that could happen in those first few years, especially on the west side, because a lot of that infrastructure is in place already. We think as some comes online, there may be some opportunities on the east side. But really, we've got to spend those first few years getting those key pieces of infrastructure in place. And then we think once they're in place, then folks will be able to take advantage of that opportunity and think that the bulk of the activity would occur in that 5 to 10, 15-year kind of window because the opportunity is there. And finally, the infrastructure will be there as well.
You talk about the infrastructure. That means dollars. Where's the money going to come from?
Yeah, and that's a great question because obviously, you know, other than the character elements, probably the most significant impediment to achieving this vision is the lack of infrastructure. And as I've mentioned in the briefing and before, is almost all of that infrastructure is needed today to serve any development. And almost all of that infrastructure is likely to be provided by the city at some point in time anyway. The reality is, you're not going to build a Barron Road or a Rock Prairie Road or extend sewer service to an entire area without direct city involvement. And that's where we are with this. We estimate somewhere around $60 million worth of infrastructure needed to serve the area to its fullest potential. And all things being equal, normally that would happen over 40, 50 years with all the taxpayers, all the ratepayers shouldering that burden, if you will. We think with the use of some financing tools that have been used elsewhere in the state, we can accelerate the delivery of that and perhaps place more of that responsibility on the development activities occurring in this area, so that as development takes place, it is in effect paying for more of the infrastructure that it's benefiting from than we would otherwise be able to do.
Philosophically, again, just repeating what you said, let those who are going to benefit from it, as I understand it, take the lion's share of the expense, and that reduces the expense into city taxpayers, city ratepayers at large.
Right, that's the intent, is that what you'll, and there's two ways that we go about that. One of them is because we're expecting some of that funding up front to cover some of these expenses to come from private development, and then we would set up a mechanism which would reimburse them for some of those, and we normally don't have that. Of course, normally, if, again, you're putting in a Rock Prairie type road, that's just paid for by the taxpayers. You don't get anything up front to try to address that. And then the other one, as you said, is the other part of that is as development takes place in this area, the new tax revenue generated by that development goes to retire or reimburse, goes to retire debt or reimburse private individuals that have paid for it or ratepayers. So even if the ratepayers end up having to pay a portion of it, it's for a shorter period of time with a mechanism that would allow it to be reimbursed by development in this area.
I don't want to dive too deep into economic development, but College Station Medical Center is already there. Scott & White is going up with the new hospital. So what kind of interest has been received by the city from prospects? Because it's not just we're planning on doing this. We see it already in operation, and we see it coming.
Yeah, that's a great point. We're in a really, really fortunate position here in that not only are we out doing this plan with those partners, and that's creating some interest of its own. They're able to kind of market those types of things to talk about what's going on and what opportunities there are with it. In addition to that, we actually have things coming out of the ground. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, if you're able to actually see Scott & White actually developing and the Med expanding, and on top of that, you know those same partners are working with the city to create this new opportunity, those are definitely generating interest among not only healthcare providers, but other private developers who are looking at things not related to healthcare at all, such as new housing opportunities or new business opportunities. And so there definitely is that unique opportunity to combine both what those private entities are doing and what we're doing in partnership with them for planning that.
Is it premature to say, though, that you have entities on the sidelines ready when the council takes approval, and when you have other approvals to make all this happen, you have people already waiting to say, when all this is done, I'm ready to come in?
Yeah.
Are we at that point yet?
I think we're getting, if we're not there, I think we're getting very close to being there. And I base that on, we're already working currently with a couple of senior housing project private developers who are working to get into this area. We're also working with other medical providers who are interested in getting into this area. Some of that is dependent on us actually making this happen in terms of infrastructure. Others are really more timing issues. So the sense is that there are definitely those that are standing on the sidelines about to commit and are ready to move forward on those. And they're looking for both infrastructure to be available, but also a serious city commitment on moving this effort forward. That is especially true on the east side with the landowner that has the 230 acres who's looking at a lot of development potential and opportunity, and he really can't move forward at all until this becomes reality. And so he is definitely interested in seeing this move forward and how that helps stimulate his opportunities.
Going into the council meeting where this is getting presented, and I'm going to drive listeners to the city website to see the presentations, get the background information if they're interested in all of that. Just a final catch-all question, if there's anything else that particularly those who live in College Station or work in College Station, what have I missed that at least at this stage of the evolution we need to talk about?
I guess one of the things I'd stress is that, you know, we kind of talked in the briefing about how the city and its comprehensive plan really identified a series of sort of districts or special areas that they would try to capitalize on opportunities like this. And certainly at the time, a lot of that focused on creating unique areas of character and sense of place. And that definitely is an important part of this. But over time, what that's done is it's evolved into, I think, a council, a renewed council focus on really job creation, new opportunities that the city can participate in to help be able to facilitate those private creation of jobs. I think you're seeing that in the bio-corridor effort that the city's working with the city of Bryan and A&M on. I think this is no different. They see an opportunity where with some of the necessary infrastructure investments, we can create for our residents and for our future residents new opportunities for private employers like the Med and Scott and White to create those new jobs that are critical to our success. So I think you've seen a bit of a shift in the city's focus, not moving away from that quality of life and sense of place. That's still critical, but a greater emphasis on that job creation and the role they can play partnering with the private individuals to make that happen. And this is definitely a piece of that.
Well, and just to bounce off of that, it's not just about creating jobs, but where are these people going to live? Or are these people going to recreate? Or are these people going to go for poor services, going to the grocery or those types of things? I mean, it's not just about here's the plant and we're going to do we're going to try to incentivize it somehow. This is more of a total package.
Yeah, absolutely. This is not a you know, it's not your kind of standalone business out in an industrial park. This is the total package, and the reason for that is that we are fortunate in this city in that we have some distinct competitive advantages when it comes to competing nationally or regionally. Certainly A&M is one of those. But in College Station, our quality of life, and that means the CSISD school system, and that means these kinds of things, the types of parks we have, the character of the areas we have, access we have to shopping and those kinds of things, are one of our other competitive advantages. And so in this instance, very much like, again, the bio-corridor and some of these others, the idea is how do you take advantage of the basic employers that are here to stimulate employment, but also the other competitive advantage, which is that sense of place and that quality of life, so that it can be more than just that kind of plant standing in the middle of an industrial park. And in this case, so that it can be more than just two hospitals at an intersection. I mean, that's what we're trying to do is say, hey, that's great that we have those there and they're the drivers of this, but with a little more effort, we can end up with a lot more opportunity, and that's what we're really focused on.